Today is Tuesday, March 21st, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National 3D Day. You know, I think to celebrate, I'm going to open up Blender tonight. I probably won't achieve much, but I did want to create a new video opener for The Mix, and it'll be done 5 years from now, but I wanted to do that, so maybe I'll open it up and create something. A logo. It is also National Common Courtesy Day. You know, I think we don't have a lot of common courtesy nowadays, especially on online. People think that they can just say, do, put out there on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and whatever else, anything that they want to. And not to talk bad against Republicans or conservative people, but I feel like a lot of that is those MAGA, conservative, Republican, you know, whatever. Not all Republicans, just the ones that skew the Trump way, let's just say. Well, not even that, because I guess Ron DeSantis in Florida or whatever, he's probably not a big Trump supporter because he's going to run for president himself. And he seems to be pretty rude as well. But can't we all just get along? Can't we be courteous online and in our, I don't know, conversations with each other? Surely that is something we can do. So yeah, I think we finished talking about the weekend. I've talked way too much about The Traitor. We are still watching that, but I recommend if you have Peacock and you like reality shows, you should go and watch The Traitor. You could watch any of them. We enjoyed all of them. I think so far the UK is the most dramatic of all of them. So if you're looking for something really dramatic, you could certainly go and watch that. But anyway, regardless, we've been doing a lot of that. So yesterday was Restaurant of the Week day because we could not fit in. We couldn't fit in going to a restaurant on the weekend for whatever reason. I don't know. Or didn't want to. We kept putting it off. And so Mark said, okay, we'll just do it on Monday. So yesterday I had, as per usual, I had work. I did get up and do my bike ride. If for anybody who's wondering, I am still procrastinating on the whole contacting a repairman for the elliptical. Maybe I will get there and I will do that today. Maybe when I go downstairs, I will. That's the first thing I will do. I don't know if it is, but maybe we can only hope, because I do need to do that. And now that I've been riding this Peloton bike, it is so smooth. It works so well. It's not noisy. There's a nice big video screen on it. And, you know, they have instructors and all this kind of. The elliptical that I bought, I was trying to save money, and it's not cheap, but I would say it's mid-range. It has a tiny little screen. I don't even know if there are instructors, because I couldn't even get my account to link. It's not a good user experience, I want to say. And then setting it up yourself, you know, that on top of the horrible flooring that the folks put in, that I was too afraid to keep complaining enough to get them to fix it, because they came back out like two different times and still it was wrong. Not good. But anyway, I did work out. So it's been such a nice thing to just, and also the Peloton, I'm burning more calories, or at least based on what it's telling me. But I do need to get the elliptical fixed and have that as an option. Mark doesn't mind me using his Peloton. In fact, I could buy my own shoes, I guess, but I do need to get the elliptical fixed. So maybe I'll do that. So I worked out in the morning, and then I had a full day of work. It was not a bad day at work. We all know that I don't love my job, but it was of work days. It was one of the lighter, less stressful days that I've had recently. So that's good. And then we had kind of a list of chores that we had to do. So one of the chores was we had to go grocery shopping. So after I recorded, went downstairs, we went and did our normal grocery shopping. And it was a pretty light grocery shop because I still had food from last week that I had not cooked yet. And so there, you know, I did forget the guacamole. There are two different things I was going to make this week that would be good with guacamole. And I was just going to buy it because, you know, it's easier to buy pre-made guacamole, really. Especially this time of year when maybe there's not as many ripe avocados. And you got to go through that whole thing of like buying them and putting them in a brown paper bag or whatever and letting them ripen. And you have to get them when they're ripe, but not black. And it's a fine line. It's like there's a window of time. So anyway, we got our groceries. Nothing, you know, nothing to really report there. But anyway, so then it is time to go. So we come home, we put away the groceries, and then we're going to go to the restaurant. And because it was National Ravioli Day, I said, well, because Mark was not sure what restaurant he wanted to pick, I said, hey, let's, as an option, I said, pick whatever you want. But as an option, it is National Ravioli Day, so if you want to do Italian, that would be okay. Because then I could celebrate National Ravioli Day. And I really like ravioli, so, you know, I order that a lot when we go to Italian restaurants. And like I said, it's probably not even authentic Italian, but whatever. So he ended up picking an Italian restaurant in Fayetteville, which is a town about 20 minutes from us. Because I guess a lot of places are closed on Mondays. I don't really know like why a restaurant would be closed on a Monday. I know a lot of museums are closed on Mondays and things like that. I'm not really sure why restaurants, other than maybe they plan to have really busy weekends and then have their day off on a Monday. I don't really know. So he found one, and so we drove down there, and overall, so we got meatballs, which are always hit or miss. You know, meatballs are always hit or miss. Sometimes they can be good. Other times they can be dense, hockey pucks, you know, flavorless, all that kind of stuff. I would say these were kind of middle of the road meatballs. But anyway, so we ordered those, got some salads, and I got a creamy roasted garlic dressing. It was nice. It needed a little bit more acid, but I mean, it was nice. I like anything garlic and I like anything creamy. So then then my entree was ravioli, but they only had one ravioli on the menu, and it was this porcini mushroom ravioli with spinach, and there was no meat. And I like to have meat. I'm not a vegetarian, but the meatballs were so big, I decided, okay, and we got four of them. So I decided, well, I'll just have a meatball with the ravioli so that I feel like I have some meat on there, you know? And so we did that, and Mark got some, I don't remember. It wasn't linguine. It was the larger flat noodles. And I can't remember, not fettuccine. There's something else. They're very rustic and homemade looking. And it had a pork shoulder bolognese sauce or ragu sauce. And so we ate, there was a party next to us. And one guy, and I think sometimes I'm that guy, so I really shouldn't complain about this. But there was one guy in the party at the table, and they were already done eating. When we sat down, they were already done eating, but it was a guy and a couple and their child or whatever. And the child was being really good and quiet and everything. But this one guy was talking so loud. It's like he had no presence of mind about anybody else being in the restaurant. You could hear everything, but it was in a different language, so I don't know exactly what he was saying. It was in Spanish, but he was talking so loud. I just wanted to say, hey, tone it down a little bit. The ravioli was nasty. It was not good. I did not enjoy it at all. So wah wah, my my celebration of National Ravioli Day was not good. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to want dessert later, but I'm not impressed with this restaurant. So we found a place that sells cookies, and we went and bought cookies. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.